Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Please like me, please. I'll dance.
Do the dance with no pants.
You have not heard a word I've said. What do I have to do to get through you? Do I have to take off my shirt and dance like the women in your movies?
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's on the road to recovery with her itchy back and is the strength to my weakness and working out.
Yay! And with me today, you already know my beautiful, beautiful counterpart. She's been dropping the lately, but at least she's not. Her name is
Amy Nichols.
That's not really the intro. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Wow.
That was pretty good.
It was great.
If there's anything we could say, that might would be it.
What did my eyes tell you?
You looked like I looked yesterday whenever Justin asked me if his commercial sounded okay. And you already know who's with me today. She is my beautiful, beautiful best friend. She's great at everything except for looking pretty in pictures and planking. Her husband's wart smells so good that she wants to eat him. Her name is
Amy Nichols.
I know I totally stole that from you.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was hilarious.
Yeah, so should I share?
I most definitely think so. Okay, first of all, I feel no shame in stealing from you right before we come on this podcast because you said something hilarious. I was like, ooh, write that down, write that down. And then I didn't have an intro and I was like, you know what? Screw her. I'm going to write that down. So I stole words from your mouth. There you go.
That's okay.
What do you have to say about it?
So my husband, Josh, has a wart and I've had them before. I'm sure everybody gets them from time to time. I think it usually happens when you're a kid. My kids are struggling with it right now too. Anyways, so we've burned them, we've froze them, we've gone to the doctor. It's nothing's working. And so we've tried essential oils. And the essential oil that you're supposed to use is called oregano. Mm. And oh my goodness, every time he puts it on at night, I look at him like, oh my God, you smell so good. I just want Italian food. He smells so good.
I love Italian food. I have been hungry all day and already planning out my dinner. Like, I was texting my husband Jeremy at like 7 this morning. I was like, so what do you want to do for dinner? Should we go out? Should I cook? I'm on a pasta kick right now. So either I'm going to cook some pasta or we're going to go out to eat. We'll see.
I think it's a sign of hunger.
I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. So Amy, you teased us with that pretty mouth of yours last time and said that something went awry.
That while you were little mouth of yours.
That sounds so creepy.
I was going for it. Yes. What did that pretty little mouth do on your anniversary that got you in trouble, girl?
No. Okay. So let me tell you this. It was our 12th anniversary. Me and Josh have known each other for 15 years. We have a 13-year-old daughter, but only been married for 12 years because we do things a little backwards.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. So we didn't really have plans. My dad is newly married, and he has this place that he's been going to for about 10 years. He calls it the old folks home. And it's a nightclub that is focused towards the older generations, people who are maybe between their 60s and 80s. And
sounds like a blast so far. I'm
yeah,
in.
And they were reopening. So he invited us, and we'd never been. So we were like, we don't have any plans. Why not? You know, it was our anniversary. Kids were being watched by grandma. So why not?
It's a for real club?
Yeah.
Do they shut down at like 7?
No. So, I mean, they got there at 7, which is early for a nightclub. And, I mean, it was an older crowd until it hit around midnight. And then my dad was like, hey, I turn into a pumpkin at midnight, so it's time to go. Anyways, but younger crowd coming, and the music started to change. But so all evening, me and Josh didn't dance, and he is a social guy. Josh is. He is, you know, the happening guy, and he, you know, I'm giving him clues that I'm dancing in my chair, shaking my shoulders. I've even asked him, "Do you want to dance?"
Josh dances till his foot breaks.
I know. So it wasn't really like him. It was a long week. You know, we came right off of vacation, didn't have one down day, went straight into work. So we were a little tired. But, you know, even once he got up and I thought we were going to go to the dance floor, but he's like, nah. And we didn't go, except for once my dad dedicated a song, which was really nice. Thank you, Dad. The DJ gave us a shout out and we danced to one song, which I didn't know, but it was great. We danced once, but we were there for 3.5 hours and Josh wouldn't dance with me. Anywho, so it's in the night, it's midnight, closing out her tab. Josh steps away for a minute, and a guy comes up to me and asks me if I want to dance. And I threw my hands up. I shook them. It was very clear, no thank you. And he held his hand out and asked again, are you sure? And I just felt bad because it takes so much courage for a dude to walk over and ask a girl that he doesn't know to dance. And I felt like I should say yes. And he was younger. It was midnight at that point. So the younger crowd started showing up. He was probably late 20s, early 30s. And he asked me, Josh wasn't there. And I was like, why not? So I walked to the dance floor with him. I danced with him. It was a country dance. It wasn't some weird dance. It was like two steps forward, one step back. It was very normal. Anyways, I get back to the table and Josh is not happy with me. I mean, it was our anniversary. Mm-hmm. So did I do something wrong? I mean, it is weird to end the night with another dude on the dance floor, but he's danced with other chicks before and he's not a jealous dude. So,
okay, there's only two things about this. First off, I personally would not get mad about it. On Jeremy and mine's 1 month anniversary, I texted him at work and I was like, do you know what today is? And it was just a joke. We don't celebrate months, right, you know, but right. It was 1 month after we got married. Do you know what today is? Well, then the Kid Craddock Morning Show was filming Dish Nation and they needed somebody to go outside and pretend like Big Al was coming to kiss them and then slap them. So I left my phone and like didn't respond while I'm out here filming this with Dish Nation for a minute. And then I come back in and Jeremy's like, oh yeah, it was our 1 month anniversary. And I was like, I'm sorry, I was getting kissed by Big Al.
And he didn't think that was funny?
No, he didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, oh, okay. It didn't even happen. But here's my only problem with dancing though. I like to dance. And if a guy asks me to dance, I'm flattered. But then on the dance floor, you can feel stuff. And that's what I don't like. Now, like, you're rubbing your crotch on me.
No.
And I'm not saying that the guy did that, but for me personally, I know the last time I danced with a dude, then it's just like, okay, I don't mind going out and having fun and dancing with you. But then it's like, okay, but you need to back off though.
Yes.
Because now you're just rubbing all.
There are guys like that.
Yeah. And it's too much. So then I feel like I can't do it. Because if we're just going to run out on the dance floor and rub genitalia all over each other, then I think that that's inappropriate.
Yeah, well, I mean, and Josh was watching me like a hawk. And I swear, I'm going to repeat myself, he's not a jealous dude. But I think he thought it was weird that he left the table, I was there, and then he came back and I wasn't. And I was on the dance floor with someone else. So that's got to be a weird thing to see. Anyways, he was watching me like a hawk and he's like, well, I saw that your hands were up and you wouldn't put your hand on his shoulder. So I felt more comfortable about that. I don't know. I felt like it was okay. I mean, it was just a dance and I've danced with other people before. He's danced with other people. It was just our anniversary and I guess a shock.
Did you do that move where you're like, whoa, 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 no, dude, I'm married. Check this out. I am so married.
Well, I was wearing a ring and I threw my hands up. So, I mean, he saw my hands when that was my initial reaction.
Okay, if he's a young guy, and I know I never, ever looked at wedding rings, engagement rings on women or men until after I had gotten engaged.
Yeah, maybe he just didn't think to look.
But if there was nothing inappropriate going on, then I mean, I don't think that dancing with somebody is a bad thing.
And I don't think he would normally think that, but
he was just mad because it was the anniversary.
Yeah, and that.
Did he stomp on your toe?
No, he did not.
So how mad was he? Was this a fight?
I mean, we got into the car and he's like, that was really weird. And then we discussed it firmly on the way home.
And then y'all made up afterwards.
Well, we spent the night at my mom's house, so.
Aw, Amy.
Yeah.
It's an anniversary.
I know, but it was
easier.
Gotta
give it to somebody.
She was closer than our house, so we just went there. Maybe he's more mad about that.
Well, I mean, I don't think that you did anything wrong. I mean, all that you can do is apologize. I don't think that your intentions were to make him mad or, oh yeah, you won't dance with me, we'll watch this.
No, I don't think it was like that. I just think, I don't know. Are you a big jerk for telling a guy no to a dance?
No, most certainly not.
I felt bad. I felt bad saying no, and that was the only reason that I danced with him.
Not because you wanted to dance all night long.
Well, I did want to dance all night long, and I did in my chair. But No, I said yes to him because I felt bad saying no to him again.
I don't feel bad. Because I've been married and in a relationship for so long, I don't get hit on or anything. And I told you
sure
one day.
You do.
No, one day I was at the bowling alley visiting my friend, and I had been like sweaty, nasty, hadn't showered, was just in a summer dress, and this older guy was checking me out, and my friend noticed, and he was like, did you see that dude checking you out? And I was like, no. But then he walked past, and then he came back by, and he came up to me, and he said, hey, I'm not trying to bother you. I just wanted to let you know that you are really beautiful. And then he walked away. Now, had he have kept going, I would have had to be like, hey, dude, no. That's nice, but stop. But I was so freaking flattered that this old dude came up and told me that. I mean, I'm just blushing and beaming. And I mean, don't get me wrong, single or not, he was not my type. But just the fact that somebody took time to do that. So if somebody wants to dance with me, then I feel flattered about it.
Yeah.
As long as you're not gross dancing.
No. I don't even know what kind of dancing it was because I don't normally dance. I have to have a couple drinks in me. I've got to have that liquid courage. Oh, I didn't tell you. Oh, Lacey, this girl. Ooh, I was going to paint the picture of this place. So there was this 81-year-old woman. She had jet black hair. And there was rumors around the room that she was an exotic dancer back in the day. And she was wearing heels, and she was dancing circles around this one guy who had a hip replacement recently. And literally dancing circles around him, pushing on him, pulling on him, and then like dropping it all the way to the floor. And
what an anniversary night, Amy.
Oh my God.
You're having a dance party at the old folks' home.
It was so intimidating to get on the floor, first of all. Maybe that's why Josh didn't want to get on there. She was amazing. It was crazy.
Did she look like a retired stripper?
I really had to look. I wasn't sure if she was wearing a bra because her shirt was a little, not see-through, but I don't know.
Thin?
Yeah. So I was like, gosh, is she? I don't know. Anyway.
See the nippy nips? She looked like me that one time at the gym.
She looked fantastic for 81. I was so impressed. The end.
Man, I don't think I've ever been... I love me some old people, and you know that. I've always been a grandparent stealer. I find old people, and I make them become my best friend, and then sometimes if I'm too drunk, I tell them that they're my grandparents. But I don't want to start off with that, because you don't want to point out that
they're old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't know if I need to still say, being a Southern girl, I was raised ma'am and sir, and now I'll say yes, sir, yes, ma'am to somebody, and I'm like, man, they might be like 10 years older than me. Maybe I don't need to do that anymore. Maybe I'm getting to that point. I mean, sure, with old people, but what if I walked up to an old person and I'm like, will you be my grandma? And they're like, bitch, I'm 45. You know, that would make me feel so bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's not good.
I want to go out.
I mean, also, is that considered prejudice? I mean, even if it's a positive thing, like you always
ageism.
Love. Oh, that's what it is. You always like the old people. That's the word. Not prejudice. That's negative. It's always considered negative, right? It's never a positive.
Ageism?
No. Prejudice, the word. Can it be considered? I'm not going to use that word. I'm not using ageism. I'm using prejudice.
I don't know. I don't think ageism is a bad thing because I like old people. So it's not like, ew, you're old. I'm not going to hang out with you.
Yeah.
You probably smell like pee. Like, I love old people. That doesn't sound like it by the statement that I just made. But I do. But it's because... we moved whenever I was young and moved away from my grandparents. And my grandparents had a lot to do raising us and rescuing us. And we lived with them on and off. So I was really, really close to them. So whenever we moved away, I didn't have any. And so then I just started stealing everybody else's. And
my grandma was so cool. Like, I had the coolest grandma ever. My mom's mom. She was sharp until the very end. She would tell jokes. She was the first... like, I grew up in a very religious home. I think she was the first person I heard curse. And she cursed all the time. I was like, wow, she's so cool.
So my granny, she had my mom whenever she was older. And then, so she was old my whole life because she was 60 plus whenever I was born, 60 something. And so we all went out to the beach. This was towards the end. She was still getting around, but she was in her 80s. We all go out to the beach and something happened. I ran inside took off my swimsuit, threw on a dress, and I had to go to the store real quick. And my granny asked me as I'm leaving, she's like, are you wearing any underwear? And I was like, what? Yeah, bye. And I just walked out. And I mean, I was wearing a long dress. Well, I come back and my granny was like, Lacey, come here. And I'm like, yeah, what do you want? And I thought she wanted me to bring her something. I walked up to her and she straight panty checked me and was like, I knew you weren't wearing any underwear. My brother was like, I told you she's that kind of girl, granny.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, it was just, it was real quick. I had to go to the store. You couldn't see anything at all.
I'm not judging you for not wearing panties. I'm just surprised.
You know I don't go without panties. I know, but my grandma was hilarious like that. Yeah. I know. She just, and that's her in her 80s. She just had that kind of sense of humor.
She called you out.
She was always so funny.
That's great. Aw.
Well, I don't have anniversary fells, but I do have romantic fells because this is going to shock you.
No.
But my mouth can bring an abrupt stop to any situation, such as one day many years ago, Jeremy and I were sitting on the couch and I'm kind of giving him the eye, you know, hey, hey. I start playing with my mouth and trying to be all sexy. So I'm rubbing my mouth.
Lacey's giving us an example right now in studio. Gross.
So I'm rubbing my mouth. And I can't really do it sexy, so I'm just trying, you know. And he's like, what are you doing? What's wrong with your mouth? And I was like, oh, nothing, you know. It's just, I'm just trying to be sexy. And then I stuck my fist in my mouth. And I didn't know that I could do it. So whenever I stuck my fist in my mouth, I was so impressed with myself that I just kept, I was like, oh. That brought the whole situation to a complete stop.
And that's your one trick.
That's my one talent. I can stick my fist in my mouth.
It's pretty good.
I know. But I was so proud of myself. So then I'm just like dying, crying, laughing, fisting my mouth. I don't know.
Y'all had so much fun together.
I have fun. He's just like, what is wrong with you? So yeah, I've ruined many a situations. I've also made situations better by, you know, throwing a one-liner in there. And I know it's not completely the best timing in the world, but comedic timing it is. So I just go with it anyway.
Yeah, go for it. Well, I have a couple other things. They're not related to anniversary or old people. Maybe I'm the old person.
I don't think so. Old people can't plank for 2.5 minutes. Nah, 1.5.
Well, I'm considering that maybe I am the old person because something happened in our neighborhood this week that I'm like, oh, why am I so grumpy? Not that old people are grumpy. That is not
the stereotype
that I'm using.
You better watch it, you ageist over there.
No, so me and my daughter are outside. We've been doing volleyball every evening because it's tryouts week and she just wants some extra practice. And I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm not a sports person. But this neighbor kid has come over and we're trying to focus on practice and he just comes over. He's just asking us questions. It's time. Just catch a clue. And then at dinner the other night, he's knocking on our door. Don't knock on the door at dinner. Is that an old people statement? I feel like it is.
What time is dinner?
7. That's not like, it's not early bird. It's not like 4:30.
Oh, because I have early dinner. So I would think like 5 or 6.
Yeah, and this is the funny thing. He was knocking on our door because he came up and he knocks and he's asked us a question. So, does your dog Zuko stay in at night? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I'm starting football and I really need my sleep and I've been hearing a bunch of dogs barking. I just need to make sure that you keep your dogs inside at night. I'm like, why are you keeping me in check? First of all, my dog is great. Secondly, don't come knock on my door at dinner. And third, so what are my dogs barking?
So this one, he's around your daughter's age, right?
Yes.
Well, then I would think it was his parents' fault. If his parents don't have him home or say, no, you can't go over here then.
Yeah. I'm just so grouchy. I told you about the grocery store lady the other day. I'm just a grouchy person. And I think it's because of my age.
You need a life coach.
Mm.
To banish the negative thoughts from your head and your body. Don't be projecting your negativity on me, Amy. I'm in a good place in my life.
Maybe we should go back to things we're grateful for.
Well, speaking of the life coach and dogs, I am doing meditation at night. I can't really say that it's working. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But she mentioned something to me about subliminal messages. And it made me think, like, ooh, what if I can become smarter? What if I can absorb this information at night? So I started this meditation. It's a meditation for weight loss is what it is.
What? And I don't need to lose weight.
But I mean, whatever. If I can absorb that. What I really want to do is learn another language. But I'm easing myself up because I'm not a good sleeper anyway. So I don't want to get my brain busy at night. But if I can sleep and do it, and this is kind of lulling and everything. Well, here is my meditation lady. And her voice sounded familiar.
Did you find out who or where she's from?
Hang on.
Do you want me to guess? I got too excited.
Okay, first off, I'm really sorry. I couldn't figure out how to get this audio from my app to my computer, to the board, or to anything. So I'm going to do this old school style.
Yeah.
I am holding my phone up to the microphone. Here you go. Don't fall asleep.
Allow yourself to get comfortable. Allow the feeling of relaxation to engulf your body.
Okay, so I'm listening to that the other night, and Jeremy walked in and he was like, oh, I forgot that you're meditating. And I was like, yeah, I'm meditating. It's this weight loss thing. I'm not asleep. It doesn't matter that you walked in. And he looks over and my dog's asleep on the pillow. And he goes, yeah, Stanley's looking really skinny. So he said that the weight loss thing was working on my dog.
Wait, skinny like thin or skinny like he's shedding a bunch of skin? Because that can be confusing sometimes.
That can be confusing. Now, this is who I thought it sounded like. Have you ever seen Snapped, the show on Oxygen?
No.
I know I've talked about it before. Okay, Snapped is a show on Oxygen. It's about women who kill. And the narrator has a really recognizable voice.
Even at 29, Shanda Crane was still her parents' princess.
She was a daddy's girl.
Whatever my mom wanted, my mom got.
But then tragedy struck.
So now once I pulled that clip and listened to this, then I realized that it didn't. But I hadn't heard Snapped in a long time.
Yeah.
I quit watching that show because, spoiler alert, women kill. And you kind of already know what's going to happen for a lot of them. And I just watched so much of it, I couldn't anymore. Then I was like, yeah, and my meditation lady sounds like the narrator from Snap, so I don't know if she's trying to guide me to sleep or guide me or narrate my murder.
Or guide you to murder.
Or guide me to murder you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know, after hearing it, I realized that it's not the same person, but I wonder on IMDb, does it work on like voice stuff? Like, would they put that on there, like if they're voicing? I mean, I know they would for like a cartoon or something, but would they do it for narrating a television show, you think?
For narrating television, yes.
But
I know who it is because I looked it up earlier. For an app, I don't know. But I mean, sure, for TV, for commercials.
Yeah.
She's a voiceover actress. I think she's also the producer of Oxygen or the producer of Snap. I don't know. I like her voice though.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's all I have.
I'm sorry. I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm feeling a little good. But, like, the little engineer.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't know. I don't know about how I feel about this one. Good.
Screw it. Let's post it anyway. I told you I had nothing today. Let me see. What did I bring?
I'm a failure at planking. I'm a failure at podcasting. I'm a failure at. What did I talk about? Anniversary celebrations. What else?
At not getting too intimate with other dudes on your anniversary.
It's not intimate.
Dancing pretty intimate.
It was 2-1-2-1-2-1.
2-1-2-1 do si do si do. It's okay. Let's reflect on what I brought to the podcast today. I love old people. I fist my mouth. I don't like rubbing genitalia on the dance floor. And my sleep meditation lady makes me think I want to murder people. The end.
Wow. What a recap. We really brought it today.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And be sure to hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook. We have a lot of fun chatting with you. And keep your hips loose.
Lips hip.
Thanks for listening to another great edition of Loose Lips. You're so welcome.
You have to think and believe that there's something mentally wrong. Rational people don't do that.